This is Mustangs Lacrosse, powered by sfmsports.net.
And back at Mustang Stadium for the All Access Postgame Show here on the Mustang Sports Network, powered by sfmsports.net. 18-4 win for Stevenson, and we're joined now by Stevenson women's lacrosse coach Kathy Raley. Coach, it was a 3-2 game midway through the first half, sure. And a game that it looked like at that point you'd maybe had some opportunities to have a larger lead. What changed at that point that you were able to open up such a big win today?
We needed to get a little bit better with our ball movement on offense, and our defense, we needed to stop fouling. We had 19 first half fouls, and you're losing possessions. You're giving the other team too many shots. You know, Leanne Bittner was great in the cage today, and especially in that first half. I'm not sure she saw a shot in the second half, but in the first half, you know, we needed to utilize that and utilize her, and I don't like to do that. I want possession of the ball. I want to be doing the goal scoring. We had a lot of shots that missed the cage, and the tempo was really fast in that first half.
It was really fast in that first half, and you led in just about every statistical category in a good way, in all the good categories today. So yes. How did you feel about that?
Well, I think we've been working hard to stop with the fouling. Fouling and turnovers have really just bitten us this year in our tight games. That's been the big difference. We also need to take more shots. So I think we're to the point in the last 2 weeks of the season, we are taking enough shots to beat anybody we play. We just have to make sure simultaneously that we're not fouling the other team, putting the other team on the 8 meter for free positions, that we're coming up with a lot of draws, that we're coming up with the ground ball. So we've been really addressing that in practice, and it's getting better.
Special moment in the second half. You're able to get some of the other players on the field a little bit more, and then really as the game was winding down, Jamie Bittner, an opportunity for her to get her first career goal. How much did that mean to the team?
It means a lot. Jamie, we recruited as a goalie, and being a freshman behind a senior Leanne Bittner and a junior Maggie Lauder, Jamie is very athletic. So Jamie is not a trained field player. So and she's been playing minutes for us this year. So to have her not only come up with the ball, but to, you know, help us transition it down, to make a really nice dodge and kind of dig in. She's a gritty player. She's a gritty goalie. And to take it all away and then to rip a shot like that, what a wonderful thing. I couldn't be happier for her. And the team feels, as you can tell, the team felt the same way. Yeah.
Another statistical category that I thought that you did a really good job with today was your free positions. You converted almost all of your free positions today, and that has not been the case.
No, it has not.
So what do you think they did so well today?
We're trying to not be predictable in our shots. We have a lot of players who like the bounce shot, and that's a very effective free position shot. But if you're scouted as every player taking bounce shots, it's a little easy for the goalie to kind of guess on that free position. So we're trying to put it in some other places, and that's been paying off for us, which I'm happy about.
As I'm sure you're well aware, the arc this season has now gone 3 losses, 4 wins, 3 losses, and now another 4 wins. Big one coming up on Saturday.
Very big.
How do you prevent that from going, the arc continuing that way?
We don't think things out that way. We attack one game at a time, and that has been our philosophy all season long. We've had a disconnect in a game here or there this season, but every game has been a battle, and I don't expect Saturday to be any different. You know, we're playing on the road. 2 years ago, we beat them in a real tight game on the road because we were the better team, we were the smarter team, we were the faster team. And I expect nothing but the same result this Saturday.
Well, Coach, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
A big win today.
Thank you.
Coach Kathy Raley, 18-4 win for Stevenson. Now we're going to welcome in that goalie who was so good, especially as Coach Raley mentioned, in the first half, when this was really a close game and still very much up for grabs, and she came up with big save after big save. Leanne Bittner joins us now here on the All Access Postgame Show. And Leanne, we've talked a couple times to Coach where she said, you know, I don't know how well Leanne saw the ball today. She's mentioned that a few times on sunny days. Today, it seemed like you were seeing the ball really well.
Yeah, I was. I did some work before the game today. I came early and saw a lot of shots, so I think that really helped.
How did you think your defense protected you today?
They forced out-of-angle shots, which was really, really helpful, and we just, like, really worked hard to get them out of angle.
we were just talking a minute ago with Coach about Jamie scoring her first goal today. How important was that? And how much did it mean to not just you, but to everybody on this team?
Everyone was so excited for her. She works so hard, and she really deserves that because she does work so hard, even though she switched positions several times.
That was a new one, goal scorer.
Yeah.
That's a new one for her,
yep.
Which was really excellent. Leanne, you did a really good job on free position shots today. Again, because you were seeing the ball so well, or what do you attribute that to?
That's mainly what I worked on this morning when I came to get extra shots. Pre-positions and bounce shots, and that really paid off today.
Yeah, clearly did. It's been a tough season for everybody, and I think that you would say that you've seen a couple games recently where there have been switches made and Maggie's come in a few times. How good does it feel as you guys are working towards the conference tournament now to have a performance like this where you stepped up and really played so well in such a crucial spot?
I think this showed everyone else in the MAC that, like, we're a powerhouse and that we're, like, a force to be reckoned with. And I think this was a good statement to make coming in to the end of the season.
It's still the defending conference champions, very much so, as you head towards that point in the season. And for you personally to have a performance like this, beyond just the team, what does it mean for you to say, you know what, let's not forget that I can still do this. Like, I'm still very much capable of having these games where I'm putting up big numbers in the saves category.
Yeah, I was really excited about the way the game went and how I played and everything, and I think it was just a great statement to make.
Big smile post-game. Leah Bittner just seems so happy right
she
now.
Yeah,
you're
she
just happy all the time.
Thing.
You always this happy. You've been grinning ever since you walked into this room. Is it just because you got a big win today?
Yeah, I'm really happy about it. So,
Hey, Leanne, congratulations on a big win and a great performance today.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Leanne Bittner, big game for her as she leads Stevenson to an 18-4 victory.